A Florida man exposed himself to a lady at a cemetery. A Florida man claims self-defense after he kills his neighbor's rooster. A Florida man is arrested for assault after trying to get rid of some demons. And a Florida man is charged with throwing hot dogs at the police. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. And the only daily weird news podcast that does Florida Fridays. That's right. Today we only do weird news from our favorite state from this week, Florida, baby. A Florida man exposed himself to women in a cemetery. Hernando County, Florida. The deputies had to arrest a Florida man after he apparently exposed himself to women in a cemetery. This wasn't the only place he exposed himself to women. Apparently, 2 days earlier, he exposed himself to women at a post office. Well, you know, you can't blame him. These are sexy environments. Yeah, I know when I'm at the post office, I'm always like, ooh, can't wait to take it out. And when I'm at a cemetery, I'm always like, ooh, this is the place to get it on. Sexy-ass cemetery. Florida man is 28-year-old Daniel Ray Simpson. He's been arrested by the deputies on two counts of indecent exposure slash exposure of those sexual organs. Who'd have thought it would happen at a post office and a cemetery? Two of the most unsexy buildings slash chunks of land in existence. Come on, man. A cemetery? What do you... That's the last place you expect to see somebody's genitalia as well. You're probably there dropping off the flowers for... It's the anniversary of your dead husband and or father. Guy's taking out his junk. Maybe you're actually at the cemetery for a funeral. Someone in the corner. Psst, hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. I know you're busy right now burying your relative, but I got something you might want to pass the time with. I got a way to distract you from this horrible time in your life. A lot of times people are crying in a cemetery. So maybe this guy's just trying to bring some joy. While all these ladies are crying, how can I cheer them up? I know. I'll pull down my shorts. Wow. Ooh, okay. Well, hold on. We have details of what actually went down. Here I was improvising it, imagining how it went down. I was probably way off. In the first instance, a woman told the deputies that a man said hi to her inside the Brooksville post office. Yeah, that's never going to end well when a stranger tries to talk to you in a post office. She ignored the stranger, did her business, and then left to go back to her car. She turned around and saw that the man had followed her. He unzipped his pants and started fondling himself right there in the post office parking lot. Seems like inappropriate post office parking lot behavior. That's more appropriate for a Walmart parking lot, you know? Guys, that's where people fondle themselves. In the Walmart parking lot, not the post office. That's government property. Okay, we have the second instance. I will call this indecent exposure at the Brooksville Cemetery. The police say the woman told them she was visiting a friend's gravesite. It was the gravesite of a friend. She was all alone. She saw a man nearby watching her. His pants were around his ankles. He was, quote, fondling himself. The woman noticed what the man was doing. He pulled his pants up and ran away. It's the guy. It's the guy in the story, Simpson. He saw that she was sad. He was trying to make the mood a little lighter, obviously. But just a little misguided, that's all. What he should have done is brought some flowers himself and sang Three Times a Lady by Lionel Richie. That's more appropriate cemetery behavior, in my opinion. Don't quote me on that. Simpson is going to be wearing a monitor on his ankle for a little while of the GPS variety, it says here, which is appropriate because you want to be able to track him down wherever he is, fondling himself in public. A Florida man was arrested for killing his neighbor's rooster. He claims self-defense. Let's find out. The story is out of Jacksonville, Florida, or as I like to refer to it, Cracksonville, Florida. A Craxenville, Florida man is facing animal cruelty charges. Investigators say he killed his neighbor's pet rooster. Who's got a pet rooster? You don't have it as a pet. That thing belongs on a farm. Let's get some more information. Craxenville resident James Nix told the media he was checking his mail when his neighbor's rooster began attacking him. He claims the rooster attacked him. It's very possible. They've been known to attack, and they're loud as shit, man. They really are loud, too loud. Here's a quote from James, our Crackyville, Florida man. I just checked my mail, and I turned around, and I hear bang, 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 bang. I turned around, bang, 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 bang. There's a chicken out there in the street. I said, oh, boy, here we go. I turn around. I walk back to my place. Bang, 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 bang. Now the chicken's in my yard. In my yard. Its neck is flaring up. And you know what it's about to do when that neck flares up, man. They attack. James claims he picked up a stick that was in his front yard. He tried to hit it in self-defense, but the rooster jumped at him. When that happened, he claims he accidentally smacked the bird in the head with the stick, thus killing it. He says it was an accident, but he was being attacked, so he also claims self-defense. Very tricky situation here. James says, well, you know, I didn't expect to kill it, and then what do you do at that point? CPR, mouth-to-mouth, you know? Call the chicken ambulance? I don't think that exists. Ooh, look at the big brains on James. He knows there isn't such thing as a chicken ambulance. There also isn't a muskrat ambulance, James, and many other bizarre things. Okay, his neighbor Jason doesn't believe the story at all. He told the media he thinks James killed his pet rooster on purpose. Here's a quote from him. Well, I didn't see my rooster at first, so I knew something was up because he would always come and chase me when I got home, you know. Then I went in James's yard and yelled at him. He finally came out and he told me straight up he killed him. Killed my rooster just like that. That's when I reported all of this to the Craxenville Sheriff's Office and Animal Control. And James wasn't too happy about that. Here's a quote from him. Next thing you know, man, he calls the chicken police on me. They came, the animal control officers investigated. Then they arrest me for animal cruelty. I spent 30 hours in the clink, man. Come on now. Churches, chickens die every day, man. Chickens die. You know, they die at Popeyes. They die at KFC. You know, they die all the time. Come on, man. With that reasoning, I mean, I guess it would be okay to kill anything that's alive because everything dies all the time. James? Wow, the mind of a Florida man, huh? How do you wrap your head around it? A Florida man has been arrested for assault after trying to get rid of demons. These Floridians are always seeing demons. They're more sensitive to the paranormal over there. Is that what's going on? No, Jonesy, it's the drugs. Oh, right. I forgot. All those drugs. Okay, we got a Florida man in this story, and he... Well, this took place in a specific county that we're all familiar with, guys. Why don't you say it after me? Pinellas County! Pinellas County, how about that? A place you need to avoid. If you've learned one thing from Florida Fridays on Weird AF News, is that it's very important to avoid Pinellas County. Very dangerous place. So, the Pinellas County man was arrested for assault and battery on Tuesday for allegedly trying to get rid of demons from a victim. Ah, poor demon. Demons on a victim. The poor victim, I mean. the poor demons, too. You don't want to be attached to a Floridian if you're a demon. That's the worst place to be. According to the arrest report, Richard Doris. Oh, Richard Doris. Tricky Dick Doris, as I call him. Tricky Dick and the 72-year-old victim were together at an address that will be unnamed. Tricky Dick grabbed the victim by the forehead and began saying, quote, religious satanic rhetoric. Oh, where did Tricky Dick learn this religious satanic rhetoric? From watching TikTok videos? I wonder what happens if you search exorcisms on TikTok. Are you going to get some shenanigans? I might have to try that after this. I'm highly caffeinated, by the way. Okay, so Tricky Dick is... You know, holding the victim by the forehead, saying religious satanic rhetoric, trying to get the demons out. Yeah, that's how you do it. You grab them by the forehead and you make the sign of the cross, right? We saw the movie. You push your thumb right into the center of the forehead. You make the sign of the cross. And then you splash the holy water in the victim's eyes. That's how you get that demon out. They don't like that holy water in the face. The victim told Tricky Dick to please let him go. It's a very polite Floridian, said please. The victim told Tricky Dick Doris he didn't want to be touched. Yes, doesn't want to be touched by a Florida man who's screaming about demons. I wouldn't either. Tricky Dick Doris refused to stop touching our Florida victim. The victim tried removing Tricky Dick's hands, was unable to. But yeah, he's a 72-year-old man. He's, you know, he's pretty helpless in this situation. The report here says Tricky Dick Doris then pushed on the victim's head so hard that he caused the victim to fall onto an ottoman. Oh, an ottoman. Not very comfortable place to fall, by the way. Those ottomans, I don't know what the deal is with those. They're not as comfy as a couch, you know, or a beanbag. I'd rather fall in a beanbag than an ottoman. Guess what? The victim fell in the ottoman. The ottoman slid across the floor because they're not very heavy, those ottomans. Okay, this caused the victim to fall to the ground, cut his forearm. By the way, the incident was seen by a witness as well. Tricky Dick is charged with battery on a person 65 years or older, which is a felony charge. Doesn't say if there's any charges related to seeing demons. It would seem to me like you should be charged with seeing demons, right? Well, then again, we'd have to be charging all those exorcists then. They would be breaking the law, technically. I did that story about exorcists were needed more than ever these days because apparently people are seeing more demons and being possessed more than ever right now. It's a crazy world. Just imagine. And in Florida, it's even crazier.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
A Florida man was charged for throwing a hot dog at a police officer. This story is out of a particular county. Can you guess what it is? Pinellas County in the house one more time, baby. Yeah, you can't get enough of Pinellas County, baby. A Newport Richey, Florida man was arrested on a felony charge after authorities say he threw a hot dog at an officer. That's a felony, throwing a hot dog at an officer? Wow. Police are very protected, aren't they? Okay. What if he squirted mustard at him? Is that just a misdemeanor? All right, so he threw a hot dog at a police officer. Why? Well, apparently the police officer was warning him of violating a Pinellas County ordinance. What's that ordinance? Officers say Florida man Jason Stoll, age 47, ignored their warnings. They told him to stop selling hot dogs. All right. But Jason continued to sell hot dogs in the roadway. This is after his street closure permit ended. So he had a street permit to sell hot dogs, but he only to a certain time, it looked like. He continued to sell the hot dogs. Just let the guy sell hot dogs. Who gives a damn, man? Mr. Stoll, the Florida man, was asked to put the hot dog down. Authorities say he continued his attempt to sell it. I love how they're referring to the one hot dog. No, he tried to, as if he had one hot dog only. Come on, guys, I got this one dog left. Who wants it? Sir, you can't sell any more dogs. No, but let me sell this one, guys. Come on, who wants to buy my dog? They're all over this poor guy trying to sell hot dogs. Yeah, be thankful he's not just lighting them on fire and throwing them at people over 4th of July weekend. Be thankful he's not putting a rocket in the hot dog bun, lighting it and throwing it at passersby. This is Pinellas County, bro. Are you aware? Someone who's just selling hot dogs in Pinellas County, be grateful it's hot dogs and not bath salts. I mean, what I'm saying is police in Pinellas County, choose your battles, bro. Choose your battles. Okay, it says here, Stoll was extremely upset after being told he could not sell it, the last dog. He intentionally threw the hot dog at the officer, the documents state. The officer was in a full uniform at the time of the incident. So you can imagine, you got mustard, you got relish on that uniform. That uniform is sacred, guys. They wear that to protect and annoy. I'm sorry, protect and serve us. Our hot dog vendor, Florida man, was charged with battery on a law enforcement officer and then resisting arrest without violence. He could face up to 3 years in jail. Unbelievable. He puts 3 years in jail. Come on now, guys. Really? tossing a hot dog. Guy's trying to sell hot dogs. He's harassed by the police. Be thankful he's not selling narcotics to children. It's Pinellas County. And now you're going to throw him in jail for 3 years? I mean, are you guys ass backwards in Pinellas County? I think so. Of all the things people are doing in Pinellas County, you know, are you going to do something about the demons? Or are you just going to harass hot dog vendors, police? I mean, there's a lot of demons out there and some genitalia. Be thankful he wasn't putting his own wiener between two buns and trying to give that out to unsuspecting grannies in Pinellas County. Guys, get it together.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yay!
I wanna exercise them demons in you. Hi, my friends, fellow listeners, fans of Weird AF News. You've got all the way to the outro. You win! What do you win? You get more words from my mouth. That's what you win. I'm gonna give thanks and praise. And some people reach out to me on the Facebook that are just fabulous individuals, both of them from the UK. Shout out to Adam James. And John Nichols, who's from Bristol. Big shout out to those fellas, supporters, fans of the show. They wrote me very lovely messages. They gave me thanks and praise. And so I'm giving them shout outs and thanks and praise back. Have a great weekend, fellas, over in the UK. I got to get over there, by the way. I think people would enjoy me over there. I think they'd like my sense of humor. Okay, I also got an email from Sharon Roth, who's a fan of the show. She sent me a Florida article and wrote, love, love, love the podcast, and you, Jonesy, capital U, Y-O-U. And so I just want to say, love, love, love you, Sharon Roth, and thank you so much. Shout out to you and your husband, David, fans of the show. Appreciate that. You guys can email me like Sharon did. You can send me articles and stuff. It's funnyjones@gmail.com. Oh, you like it at gmail.com. Hey, that's how you do it, baby. Ooh, yeah. You can call the show as well, 646-450-2012. You can leave messages. I'm going to publish a couple calls after this so you can get it. You can get a kind of a gist on what people say when they call here. Some of my listeners seem to be weirder than me. I didn't think that was possible. But yeah, I love it, though. I just love it. I just love being around people that are like-minded. Or as I like to say, like weirded as me. So fabulous. Hope you guys are having a lovely weekend. If you're thinking about me and you're wondering, how do I support Jonesy? Well, tell a friend over the weekend that they can listen to Weird AF News. Tell them Florida Fridays are pretty funny. But then during the week, we do weird news from all around the world. So it's not just about Florida Fridays. We do weird news from everywhere, everywhere. And so maybe even from your hometown. You never know. You listen long enough, you're probably going to hear your hometown. If you live in Pinellas County, you're going to hear it every week because there's always a story out of Pinellas County. Man, it never fails, does it? If you'd like to support the show by, you know, giving a couple of bucks to Jonesy, like buying me a cup of coffee, like Eric McBride just did, you can join the Patreon like Eric McBride just did. You guys are like, who is this Eric McBride? Eric McBride is a big-time supporter of Weird AF News. Just joined the Patreon this morning. So I'm going to give some love to Eric McBride. Please, Eric, enjoy, first of all, enjoy the, you know, the good feeling that you get supporting a one-man show in a closet. I mean, that's pretty cool, right? And you also get extra Weird AF content in the Patreon. So check that out, Eric. I hope you enjoy all of that. And I'll be sending you a private message in a few moments. So yeah, guys, why don't you guys be like Eric McBride, who's super cool, decided to join the Patreon to lead me into the weekend, make me feel good about myself and about my life, man. join the Patreon, patreon.com/weirdafnews, or it's easier than that. Just go to weirdafnews.com and click on the Patreon banner. You can also, when you get on weirdafnews.com, you can do all kinds of stuff. You can send me an article. You can buy me a cup of coffee, give me a donation to my PayPal. All that stuff. So, but you don't have to do any of that. You can just enjoy the show this week, and I hope you are. And I hope you're having a lovely weekend, or you had one, or you're about to have one. And good luck with your life, man.
Hello, Jonesy. My name is Nicholas. I'm calling you from Paris in France. And I have to say, I'm really glad to listen to your podcast every morning. It kind of makes me happy at 7 a.m. And I wanted to react on your Thursday episode because, I thought that I was very happy for you because now if you want to change careers, you can always get out of the closet and join the mafia. More seriously, I'm really surprised that the wedding between the mayor and the alligator didn't happen in Florida, and I can't wait to listen to Florida Friday tomorrow morning. Well, that's about it. I'm really glad I can, decided to leave a message. And I will keep on listening to your weird AF news every morning as long as my phone allows it, because it has to be messy. So, get on with your life, and good luck with your life, man. Ciao.
Open mouth kiss with an alligator. Open mouth kiss with an alligator. You be careful doing that. You really call it the Florida herpes. And sacrifice a baby so you have Wi-Fi. Oh, Jonesy. I'm drunk. Good luck with your life, man.